This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNee. More than 302,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally, and the number of confirmed infections surpassed 4.4 million. In the United States, approximately 86,000 people have died, and the number of infections is more than 1.4 million. U.S. President Donald Trump says that he intends to prepare the country for future pandemics by restocking the national stockpile. He says that includes bringing critical manufacturing back to the U.S. from abroad. Mr. Trump announced his plans Thursday while visiting a Pennsylvania medical equipment distributor. His comments come the same day as a whistleblower testified that the Trump administration had failed to properly prepare for the current pandemic. Mr. Trump is also trying to convince the public that it's time for states to begin to reopen, even as the virus continues to spread. He called on Pennsylvania's Democratic governor to open up the state. The Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is warning doctors about a rare but serious condition in children linked with the coronavirus. In an alert issued Thursday, the CDC called the condition multisystem inflammatory syndrome in children. Over 100 children in New York and several other states have been sickened. It was first reported several weeks ago in Europe, and a few deaths have occurred. The CDC says symptoms include a fever, severe illness requiring hospitalization, and inflammatory markers in the blood. U.S. health officials released part of some long-delayed specific guidelines that schools, businesses, and other organizations can use as states reopen from coronavirus shutdowns. The CDC on Thursday posted a set of six decision tool documents. The one-page documents use traffic signs and other graphics to tell organizations things to consider before reopening. This is VOA News. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is criticizing Republicans for seeking to delay the next round of economic relief. 2 days after Pelosi unveiled a new $3 trillion plan, the White House threatened that U.S. President Trump would veto the measure. Now, it's a symbolic threat because opposition by Senate Republicans led by Majority Leader Mitch McConnell means the Democratic bill wouldn't even reach the president, but the day's exchanges emphasize the election year partisan divide over the effort. The Democratic proposal is the first step in what seems likely to result in negotiations among congressional leaders and the White House. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is lifting a coronavirus state of emergency ahead of schedule in most of the country except for 8 high-risk areas. Abe is lifting the measure in 39 of the country's 47 prefectures. It remains in effect in places like Tokyo, Osaka, and Kyoto. The state of emergency was due to continue until the end of May. Abe says experts will continue next week to decide if the measure can be lifted in the remaining areas. The state of emergency gives local leaders the legal basis to request social distancing measures, but does not impose penalties. Mental health experts are warning that as the world pandemic drags on, the mounting combination of death, joblessness, and uncertainty is also fueling a mental health crisis. The WHO is also asking governments to put the issues front and center. Its depressing combination, of course, in the United Nations is asking governments that as the pandemic crisis drags on, not to forget the mental health toll that this is having on many, many people. The WHO's report released on Thursday also shows high levels of distress in the United States general population, about 45% of those surveyed. Children and frontline workers, they say, are among the most vulnerable groups. Reuters has itself met many doctors and nurses across the world experiencing combinations of panic, grief, and nightmares. The WHO did outline steps that governments can take to help ease the burden, including addressing past underfunding of psychological services and pushing online resources like video conferences with therapists. The United Nations is forecasting that the coronavirus pandemic will shrink the world economy by 3.2% this year, the sharpest contraction since the Great Depression in the 1930s. The UN's mid-year report released Wednesday said COVID-19 is expected to slash global economic output by nearly $8.5 trillion over the next 2 years, wiping out nearly all gains of the last 4 years. Find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. Ooh, yeah, my mind.
Morgan, Africa. Welcome back to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot, rocking, and beautiful sounds from the great continent will come knocking on your doors again today. So relax and let's take a trip around Africa on disc. Later on the show, Mohammed King Milan Bangura from Sierra Leone will be talking to a group of young artists with disability. But I tell you, these ladies are so wonderful, and they are called the Great Walpolians. So King Milan of Sierra Leone will be talking to them later on. But right now, let's start off the ball rolling with Wire Wire, the sound of Baby Cool from Uganda. And right after that, Kitoko Beautiful by Avril of Kenya, featuring El Rice of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And Chelete Good Life by Davido of Nigeria, featuring Mafiki Zulu of South Africa. But Wire Wire is our first track today by Baby Cool of Uganda.
Rod, bad girl, you are nice. Unta demu kasunda bas. Holy wa beat, holy wa laisi. Kule tere kuchi kuba passage. Hey, holy kwa original. Toli muchukule njoba over China. Kasusu kali kwa original. Ma ulonja mula. Kwa kala nyohira undi momosai. Wantambo zalu jikere kukagali. Ulu sinturu na nene buzantino zani. Zani.
You brighten my day.
Uliro tambo loncha mula mokwano inside.
When you come my way.
Uliro sembe. Changa na kukuza na lenya Nuru msintula nenebuza Zani ayakano mungjinga we Lengereche watu chechewe chigona Nibazo motonzi wate ya kuona Nibweba fiti na barge wetu bawona Chimuli changa kukasenda bazana Wakala nyo hira undi momusai Wandambu za luje kiri kukagali Uru msintula nenebuza ntino nzani Zani kumenyera
kukukali
Uliro tambu loncha mula mkwano
When you come my way,
uliro sembera mpuliro muliro inside. Yeah, it's okay. Baby, why are you? Nzagara kumanya manya. It's okay. Baby, why are you? Nzagara kumanya manya.
Ojo, donde nyanse uku kwa galenyo, kuboku changa changa na boku za galenya. Nuru sintula nene muza, zani, ayakalo muru njiga kwe.
Mwala, mtaka kabu taka.
Kuna Bangura, and if you're not listening to African Beat, what are you doing? Listen to the latest African music and dance to the best African beat from across the continent. Tune into African Beat with David Bandy at 9:05 and 20:05 Universal Time, Mondays through Fridays on VOA.
Yes. people do for money. Things that our people do for money.
Good Life, Davido of Nigeria featuring Mafiki Zolo of South Africa, and right before that was Kitoko Beautiful by Avril of Kenya featuring El Rice of the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Waya Waya by Bebe Cool of Uganda. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Van Der Heer in Washington. Later on today, King Milan Bangura in Sierra Leone will be talking to a group of youngsters, and they are people with physical disabilities, but I tell you, that is not debarring them from doing what they're supposed to do in life. And so we'll be talking to the Great Walpolians later on. I'm David Vandy, and I'll be right back on the show.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
Welcome back. The African Beat on the Voice of America. Take a trip now with K-Man, popularly known as Bingo Man of Sierra Leone, in Confession. And right after that, singles by Yo Maps of Zambia and Sole by Jekoria Fanta featuring Levy Bobo of the Republic of Guinea. But Confession right now by Bingo Man of Sierra Leone.
Confess. So deep in love with you,
baby, this time in confession, I'm so deeply in love with you.
On the Voice of America.
I love your show, David.
Allez, allez. soon.
Jacquaria Fanta featuring Levy Bobo of the Republic of Guinea. And before that, singles by Yo Maps of Zambia and Confession by Bingo Man of Sierra Leone. The African beat on the Voice of America. Don't go away when I come back. King Milan of Sierra Leone will talk to the great Walpolians and we will enjoy their music.
Hey, hi, this is Nilante. K-N-I-I-L-A-N-T-E, a.k.a. singer the one from Ghana, West Africa. Keep listening to the African beat with host David Vandy.
You are listening to your most favorite show on your airwaves, the African beat from the Voice of America, broadcasting from Washington, D.C. Remember, we come to you Mondays through Fridays at 0905 and 2005 Universal Time, and on Saturdays and Sundays at 0905 from South Sudan. All right, and now, the Great Walpolians are the group that we'll be talking about with King Milan from Sierra Leone. But let me just give you a little background. The Great Walpolians is a musical band established by the OFP, comprising of 15 youngsters with different abilities, celebrating love, peace, and hope. These powerful and radiant artists are passionate about singing, dancing, and acting. They've got everything. This group is comprised of a visually impaired playing the piano, physically challenged and able-bodied person singing while the hearing impaired is dancing and singing at the same time. So you see, we have all of these people put together, and they say our disability cannot stop us from becoming who we want to become in life. So they are coming together as the Great Walpoleans, and their group was founded in 2008 at Walpole Street in Sierra Leone. So we'll now go over to King Milan in Sierra Leone as we bring you this great interview and some good music from these lovely people. I'll be right back after this.
I wish I knew how it would feel to be free.
I am Nacelle Josephine Johnson.
You born blind?
Yes, I was born blind.
My name is Salima Tulaga, a.k.a. Lady S. And I'm the leader for the Great Walpolean, a brand ambassador for One Family People, and also a youth champion supported by the UNFPA. You know, I've been doing life skill training and also, again, doing community engagement, meeting with stakeholders and the parents also, again, you know, trying to train these girls for them to be who they want to be in future. You know, many people out there do not know what they want to be or who they are, but you know, through the support of One Family People, they motivated me, they give me the skill, give me the knowledge, then they open a platform for me where I can be able to mentor other people also again. And this which I've been doing with both able and non-disabled children in the community.
Presently, I am with the Great Walpoleans band. I am doing music and also a field facilitator for One Family People, where I do my weekly life skill training sessions with adolescent boys and girls, disabled and non-disabled, to build their confidence, for them to be self-disciplined, and for them to be free in decision-making. And I'm also a Young African Leaders Initiative Fellow, which is known as the YALI. I've just come back. I went through a 5 weeks training in Ghana.
But as a disabled person, as and somebody that have gone through all what you're saying, I'm made to understand you went to the government model secondary school, mixing up with people that are able as well. What was the challenge so far that you went through?
Well, in the initial stage, this challenge was breaking down this barrier, because as we all know, in the early stage, the mindset of people, we are different. You know, people, we are seeing persons with disability as they are not important in society. So breaking the barrier was a big challenge. But as time goes on, it all ended, because I tell them that, I try to show them that despite my condition or situation, I can still make it, and I can do it more than what the able people can do.
Beautiful. I think I'll come again to you, but let me come again over to my dear sister. How did you come about meeting these One Family People?
Yeah, I came about meeting this One Family People. First of all, I've been hearing them, what they're doing, because when I was small, I was into music. The Milton Magai School for the Blind, the former headmaster, the great Mr. Sam Campbell.
He's late now.
Yes. He discovered the talent in me that I would be a great singer one day. He told me that. And so we've been meeting in programs, and I found what they're doing very interesting and also inspiring. So I said, I need to join them, because together there would be a one voice, and the voice, not only a one voice, a very strong voice that would send a positive message for persons with disability to be part of society.
I think it's right time for me to come over to the leader right now in terms of talking about campaign songs, you know, advocacy song anyway. But now you've got two songs that you definitely want to showcase right now. Let's talk a little bit about this one right now. This song called Leave No One Behind. What is this all about?
Well, the Leave No One Behind is a call for us to come together as one.
coming together as one to make developments. You know, everybody is important in society. That's why we come up with the song, We Leave No One Behind.
So what's your take so far on this song?
Over the years, persons with disability has been left out in all aspects, I would say, like education, participation, employment, and all walks of life. So we did this song to remind our leaders for them to take the responsibility that all disabled should not be left behind in the decision-making process, in all aspects of development.
Leave no one behind.
Well, let me come over now to Adi. You're one of the brains behind this wonderful group, and you've been fighting hard, doing all the things that you've been doing right now. And you're now showcasing themselves in a different way. What brought this passion?
My passion came about right from my childhood. And I started like with my other girls, my age mate. We started thinking alike and we came together. We started because we had passion for music. We love music. It is part of us. And when I was growing up, I used to see my father training people music, drama, to sensitize, to educate people. I came to visit. I move around the city and I saw so many persons with disabilities begging around, moving around. But I was interested in the girls and the children. I was trying to talk to them, trying to find out what are they doing in the street, what brought them there, whether they have a family, and whether they have a dream, how are they going to, you know, follow that dream and all those things. I was having these concerns. And I discovered that these children were protected by persons with disabilities who are living in the street. And we visited because I also have my boss. We went to Wapo Street, where there were over 150 persons with disabilities and families living in a dilapidated building. We discovered that there are many organizations, big and small organizations, that are really working on the right of the child, like supporting children's programs. There were many programs on children, you know, a lot of attention on children, women and girls, but there was little on disability. Then with my team, we started reflecting. Are we going to paint a house that has been painted? Okay. Are we going to continue? So what do we do? And then we said, okay, let's work on disability. Let's give it a try. But we have no knowledge also how to work with these people. And most time people say, oh, they are violent, they are troublemakers, don't go near, they will harm you. You know, so people were intimidating us not to go close, but we went. We challenged that. We said, okay, we want to experience. That is your own experience. Don't use your experience to limit us or to stop us. So we came close, and then we started like coming and going, and along the line we stayed.
But tell me a little bit about the setting up of this Polpolian group.
Yeah, when we decided to live with them in Wapo Street, like Lady S said, first we tried to do talent identification. What can you do? What do you have? And then before the talent identification, we tried to be a mirror for them, letting them see how society perceive them, what society think of them, and then also give them the chance to reflect and try to change their ways and organize them, set up their executives, you know, put law and order inside the house, showing different talent like singing, acting comedy, you know, acting drama, dance, making animal sounds, and different skills. It's more than 10 years. It's more than 10 years. But then during this talent identification, so we discovered that majority of them were singing. And then we agree, okay, let's start with the music.
I meant to understand, I love MC Light so much. And not only that, you did this, you also partake in this song, Leave No One Behind, where Ackman was featured, and you also did a rap there. Could you please give me an a cappella on that?
Leave no one behind is a code of honor in warfare. As a soldier, do not leave no one behind in poverty terrain. We ain't gonna give up, just to let you know this.
Cause we break all barriers and change negative mindsets for disabilities. Sound to sound population is what I'm wishing for. Social welfare, what are you waiting for? Now is the time to fulfill the promise. 2030 sustainable development goals. The whole world is preaching to make a big change, to include all people with disabilities.
I want to give special thanks to the Freetown City Council, who believed in this group when we were living in the streets. They were supporting and giving the group a platform where they practice their talent in terms of singing. And I also want to give special thanks to the Special Court for Sierra Leone, who also gave the group the platform and then spotlighted them in all their activities. And then Handicap International as well. These were in early stage. They were there supporting the group under Sandra Amon. And I also want to thank the International Child Development Initiative, ICDI, and the Dutch government, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. And also, I want to also thank the Lilian Foundation in the Netherlands, who is One Family People strategic partner in Sierra Leone. And they have been supporting us. Through their support, we are able to send over 400 children with disability to school, provide them medical and livelihood support for their families.
And also, I want to give thanks to Link Africa for supporting the campaign. After MISIO Foundation, UNDP Guinea, our mother Ministry of Social Welfare, and for real, UNDP Sierra Leone. And also our celebrities, Esther Michael, Ackman, for joining us in this song, Leave No One Behind.
Leave no one behind.
We leave no one behind.
Great World Bullion, OMB, Hadi Maxen.
Madam Adebi, most of the songs that you've done so far are covered copy songs, you know, and we want to know why are you using most of the songs being done way back, you know, what the reason?
We are activists, and we love music, and what we also learn over the years is that music is part of every human being. People love it when people listen. And these songs that we have used, we remix. These are songs that inspired us, and the singers like Rihanna. Rihanna is a role model to so many girls all over the world, and more especially in Africa, you know. And she's also an activist, and she's advocating for children to have access to education. I think using their music, we are not using it for commercial purposes. We are using it for change, for development, for inclusion, for acceptance. That's what we are using these songs for. We are not using it to make money. We are not doing music to make money. We are doing music to change people, to let people see the reality and to see the potentials in them and see potential around them and transform their country, transform their life and the life of people around them. So we just use it, and I hope they will be happy and proud, and I hope that they will join us in this campaign, in this journey for inclusion.
It is nice so much, and I want to thank you so much, Madam Adi, and of course thanks to Eddie Emmanuel as well, and of course my great brother Mr. Bangura, who they are representing other 24 that are members of this Great World Pullians. But now we're talking to the leader, who is Salima to Lagan, of course to Nazel as well. I'm gonna give now the a cappella on this song, because we're gonna close with a song called Sierra Leoneans Let's Come Back.
Sierra Leoneans come back. Sweet country with a beautiful cultural heritage. You and I go make Mama Salon go before.
Sweet country with a beautiful cultural heritage. You and I go make Mama Salon go before.
Well, thank you so much, great King Milan of Sierra Leone and the great Walpolians, for that beautiful interview and some good music. Well, we hope to be getting back in touch with you guys, okay? Welcome to the African Beat if you're just joining me on The Voice of America. Don't go away. I am David Vandy, and I'll be right back.
My name is Denaya Dennis of the Star Eagles, all the way from South Sudan. I always listen to the African Beat with David Vandy on The Voice of America.
And it's good to be back. Thank you so much for being with us on the African Beat today. Yope in the Remix is our next track that we're going to play. And it's done for us by Inas of the Democratic Republic of Congo and Diamond Platinums of Tanzania. And we will climax today with Bless Somebody by Sierra Leone's Rebecca Arthur Wright, one of the key pioneers of the One Nation Gospel Concert that will be taking place in Sierra Leone on the 7th and 8th of March, organized by the Office of the First Lady of the Republic of Sierra Leone, on the 7th at the Bintoumani Conference Center and on the 8th at the National Stadium. This is going to be huge, but we will play this song by Rebecca Arthur Wright, popularly known as Rebecca Jesus Conker. But let's go first to Yope in the Remix by Inos of the Democratic Republic of Congo and Diamond Platinums of Tanzania.
Otimbi na Kimbelio.
Wape, nyongesha, wape,
Roya, Matega, mikono juu.
I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Somebody here today.
Somebody, yes, the sound of Rebecca Ethel Wright, Sierra Leone's international gospel recording artist, all gearing up for the One Nation concert in Sierra Leone on the 7th and the 8th of March. And before that, Yope in the remix by Inus of the Democratic Republic of Congo, featuring Diamond Platinums of Tanzania. Well, with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting us in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African beat on The Voice of America. And a big thank you to King Milan and the Great Walpolians for joining us on the show today. Beautiful interview, by the way, and it's great. We'll be getting back with you guys, okay? Until then, I'm David Vander here in Washington, bidding you so long.
Somebody.